And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Shaylee and I were talking yesterday. We went out to lunch, had some pizza, and we were talking about if you could live in a TV show, which one would it be? And for you, Shaylee, it was clear and obvious.
Gilmore Girls, obviously.
You're going to drink coffee with Lorelai and Rory and hang out in Stars Hollow.
Right.
Which sounds pretty great.
Yeah. It sounds like my life dream, actually.
And I think I would like to go to the Christmas party with the family on Modern Family. I would like to go hang out with Mitch and
Modern
Cam.
Modern Family would be great.
And be their neighbor. Maybe babysit for them.
That would be hilarious. I feel like we would all fit in very well with Modern Family.
Exactly. We're very dysfunctional.
Yeah. I have a feeling that if I were to stay true to life, the middle would probably be more my speed.
Yeah.
What would I want to do in a fantasy world? You'd want to pick somewhere that's kind of ritzy and everything. Beverly Hills 90210.
No, see, for me,
How many times did you want to put yourself in that high school?
I would want to be
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Winnie Cooper's neighbor on the Wonder Years, because that would be more. I guess I'm just used to two of us. Shaylee doesn't know. Get the Gen X to Millennial translator. She doesn't know the Wonder Years. You don't have the translator.
I left it in my office.
It was a TV show, popular. I can't even describe.
Fred Savage.
Nothing.
Winnie Cooper, The Wonder Years.
Oh, that was
Fred Savage before Boy Meets World, and he was making
that
show.
That wasn't him.
Nobody made that show.
Oh, because that was his brother, right?
Yeah, but he, I believe, was the director.
Oh.
I could be wrong, but the point is I want to be Winnie Cooper's neighbor on The Wonder Years.
I just want to hang out with the cast of This Is Us. I mean, like, in the show.
I'd probably be Kate's best friend.
That's a lot of drama, though.
I mean, that's our life.
That is a lot of...
Or Friends.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be Silver Spoons.
Oh, yes.
With that train that runs through the living room? Yes.
With what? Ricky Schroeder.
Yes. Yes.
That'd be a good one. We got a Facebook message said, Downton Abbey. I've never watched Downton Abbey.
Oh, absolutely right.
How did you not say that
first? Yeah, right.
That'd be a good one. Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I would use that one.
And That 70s Show.
That 70s Show is pretty good, yeah. That is pretty good. All right, 5767102. What TV show would you live in? Now, contrary to also what would be one of my favorites, unfortunately, Katie Holmes was on a satellite radio show yesterday and said there will be no Dawson's Creek reunion.
I don't think we're going to do a reunion. We did grow up, but we see each other every now and then. And I think that the charm of the show was Kevin Williamson's writing, and it was of that time, and it gave teenagers this voice. It was a very, very special time. Yeah, special show, and I loved every minute of it.
Oh, I just wanted to live with Joey.
I just wanted to date Pacey.
You still want to date Pacey?
Hey, he just broke up with his girlfriend.
Yeah, he did. Let's sneak one in here real quick before we do the 12 Days song. Hey, good morning to the show. Do you have a TV show you want to live in?
The Office. I miss that show a lot.
Yes.
It's just so funny, and just the atmosphere is hilarious.
You could work in The Office. That'd be a good
Gosh, that would be amazing.
That would be great.
Yeah,
good Christmas party.
All right, cool. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Who was he, not Naomi Watts, but who was he going out with?
Was it Diane
Kruger?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But not anymore.
I've had a thing for him since the Mighty Ducks.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
What TV show would you like to be in?
This would be a sweet house to live in.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
That would be awesome.
You know how you talked about 90210 earlier?
Yes.
Somebody sent us a message on Facebook that said, tell Truda his wish can still come true. He can have dinner with Tiffany Thiessen. Because she has a cooking show, and it's dinner at Tiffany's.
Is it really?
Yeah, you could go
No
have...
way.
I watched that the other day. She's actually really good.
I know. Yeah, and she looks incredible.
Well, see?
I am glad the listeners are out there looking out for me. Yes, thank you very much. I know that somebody expressed concern the other day for... if anybody had to sit on my lap in the Christmas van when we A-team the presents over the foster
kids. Thank God I did not have to. And I apologize to all of those who had to honk at me while I was driving the KC-102 One Christmas van. I was not used to driving a large vehicle.
You were pretty bad. It was pretty
awful.
Well,
we almost died once.
No, yeah. Because Shaylee, as we're driving, is just on her phone the entire time. And I'm like, I have no idea where we're going other than it's in Olathe. Well, there's a few different exits and a few different turns that you need in Olathe, Shaylee. So yelling at me as I'm going straight, oh, you were supposed to turn right. That did not help.
Yeah.
Well, that's your hood, not mine.
Could
that's...
you not put on Google Maps?
She wouldn't. I told
I was, but I was on my phone.
Well, you have a phone too. I mean,
she was too busy
now.
Singing Christmas music very loudly
yeah, I
in
know.
My
you
ear.
Were singing Bare Naked Ladies.
Let's move along. Which TV show would you want to live in? Ooh, yes. Right on the beach.
Right.
That would have been great.
Come and knock on our door.
Shaylee is looking blankly at us. Three's Company is the name of the show.
Mm. Yeah, this is like the early Gen X millennials, just gonna guess.
And how perfect, one of the roommates was Christmas Snow.
Right. Let's go to the phones. We have some people waiting. What TV show would you like to live in? Hey, the show, good morning.
Good morning. You know, growing up, I wanted to live in Eight Is Enough.
Oh, yes.
It would be a fun
family.
I wanted
the big family, and I only had one brother.
Oh, you always wanted the big family.
How about the Brady Bunch?
What?
How about the Brady Bunch? I kind of wanted to live in the Brady Bunch.
Kind of, but more Eight Is Enough because I loved the dad so much.
Yes.
Dick he Finn was Patton. Awesome.
Yep.
That's a good one.
So I did grow up and have six kids.
did you?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So what does Christmas look like for you?
Well, currently, my kids range in age from 3 to 29.
Wow.
So, and I have grandkids, so there are a dozen stockings and a lot of packages.
I bet. That's great.
And it's awesome. I wouldn't have it any other way.
I bet that is pretty amazing.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. Hey, the show, good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
You know, the Waltons.
Wanted to live in the Waltons with them. Yes.
Absolutely. Actually, when I grew up, that's what it was with my family. And I still do that for my family now. I just kept on the tradition, and I think that's what it's all about. And they had that.
Yeah.
Sitting together Christmas Eve, you know, all the meal with grandpa and grandma. And so, yes, the Waltons.
Yeah, it was a real kind of traditional sort of family unit and doing things together and just being all about the family. So
exactly, and no cell phone at the table either.
That's right.
That's a big part about it.
Yeah.
Back when we actually talked at the table.
Yep. Yeah. Conversation.
Daddy Walton would have laid the smack down on you. You had a cell phone.
I'm pretty sure, and Grandma probably would have thrown the turkey at them too. So yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and a Merry Christmas to all of you.
Oh, Merry thanks. Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye bye.
Hey, the show. Good morning.
Hi, I was just calling to tell you about what show I'd like to live in.
Sure. What do you think?
Well, first of all, when Downton Abbey ended, it left a huge void in my life.
Yes, I agree. We're in the support club there.
Oh, my gosh. But Masterpiece Theater replaced it with a couple of really good shows, but there's one called The Durrells of Corfu. And it's based on a book series. Probably nobody's even seen it yet, but if you watch that show, it is so funny. It is so funny. This mom that moved this family there, they live on this gorgeous Greek island. She was just dating a Swede. I just want to live there and be her best friend.
Looks like Jen is already sold when you said dating a Swede.
And living on an island, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's hilarious. It will replace your Downton Abbey.
So is that on PBS?
Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
No, thanks. Bye.
Bum, bum, bum. So good.
Donna,
so many good TV shows.
Just sent us a Facebook message that said Two Broke Girls.
Oh, yeah.
That's called my life. But just one.
one broke girl.
Yes.
Sex in the City, anybody? Is that kind of passe now?
We actually already did live that. Shaylee and I
did. Oh, I'm sorry. That's currently your life.
Not for me so much anymore. That was my 20s. Shaylee's there now. As the one broke girl. She's the one broke girl on Sex in the City.
What about Cat House? Can I just live that?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Let's go here. Hey, the show. Good morning.
Cougar Town.
Why would you want to live in Cougartown?
Why would you not? They sit around and drink wine, and they go to the bar, and then they go drink coffee.
It was a very good-looking cast, too. Very scenic.
Yeah.
It would be all right.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be bad.
They had lots of money, and they didn't really work.
That's what we were talking about, Friends. And again,
yes,
Courtney Cox. Apparently, she never really works. She
and drinks a lot of coffee.
Drinks coffee. Hang out.
Not bad there, right?
She's got the life.
Good if you can get it. All right, awesome. Well, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
I'm surprised more people didn't say Friends, honestly.
Yeah.
Someone
told you life was gonna be this way.
Your job's a joke, you broke. Nobody works on these shows.
It's like sitting around.
That's why they're broke.
They have big New York apartments.
Yeah, no, they had a big, fat New York apartment, and nobody worked. And that thing had to be like, they figured it out one time. Like, somebody analyzed the price of what that apartment would have been. It was like $2,800 a month. Yet, Jennifer Aniston just worked at a coffee shop for like $6 an hour.
Right. And Joey was a broke actor.
Right.
So, I mean, that seems logical, right?
I mean, Ross, he didn't live in the building, though. He lived somewhere else.
That's right. He lived across the street.
Yeah.
Paleontologists, they're making a lot of money.
Apparently in New York.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Would anybody like to live in Sesame Street?
That'd be great. Everybody's happy.
No. That's a lot of big mascots and costumes.
Oh, that would be
the
terrible.
Furry stuff. Yeah,
she's
you're right.
Definitely afraid of mascots.
She thinks that's awful.
She can't handle it. We just got a Facebook message from Thomas who said, if I could live in any TV show, it would be Star Trek. It's my ideal future where people celebrate differences rather than hate each other for them, and the whole Earth devotes itself to peaceful exploration and enlightenment rather than picking fights for childish reasons.
Okay, gotcha. Isn't there a moment that you would have liked The Cosby Show? I mean, all things aside,
in
for one second.
In the 80s, I would have loved to have lived in that beautiful New York home. Yes.
Or Family Ties. Alex P. Keaton. He was.
Could have been Mallory's best friend. Skippy was your neighbor. Life was good.
What kind of names were these?
Oh, you don't know Skippy Handelman, do you?
Oh, man. Oh, that's awful. Millennial.
Cheers. You could have sat at a bar and drank with everybody on Cheers.
How great would that have been?
Norm. He's in town. George Wendt is at the Overland Park, the new theater in Overland
Park.
He's
always in town. He lives here.
Well, okay.
Right?
Does he live here all the time?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, that makes sense then.
He's Sudeikis' uncle?
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he lives here.
Yeah.
I think he does. Well, he's performing at the new theater in Overland Park. So he's definitely here.
All right, we've got some more phone calls. What TV show would you like to live in? 576-7102. Let's go here. Hey, the show, good morning.
If I could live in any, I would live in Grey's Anatomy. I'm not sure my little heart could take all that stress and drama, but my best friends are doctors, so I think I'd be set.
You're halfway there.
That's right.
So, that's a good one.
Either that or Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy, okay.
Again, with the drama.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a drama. Jack. Oh, my gosh, he's so yummy. Oh, he's so good looking.
See, that's worth it alone to live there for Jax. Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad it goes both ways. That's
right.
Good. There you go. Best of both worlds.
All right. Awesome. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, the show, what TV show would you want to live in?
Full House.
Yes. Are you there for Jesse?
Of course.
Oh, good. We can break up he and Lori Loughlin, and we'll split those.
No. Do you know Fuller House, the second season comes out on Friday?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
All right.
Did you watch the first one?
No.
Get caught up on the first season, and then you can binge watch the second one on this weekend.
There you go.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Hey, the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this the Christmas station?
You betcha.
Hi. Hey, I came across it when I was going through my radio trying to find Christmas music, and I just want to say first off that you guys have the most calming voices on the radio that I ever came across, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Some people say that it actually puts them to sleep, so I'm glad that you were still awake.
No, oh, I don't go to sleep. Believe me, my life is so crazy right now that get that kind of calming effect. I got to get into that Christmas mood. At the Christmas station, I was listening to it. I was like, oh, my God, I want to go to bed. You guys rock. I love it. I'm going to start listening to this station. The other someone say that you guys are going to be in Olathe up at the Black Bob and 135th Walmart Monday. Is that right?
Yes, this coming Monday. That's right. As part of our Mission Mondays, you bet.
And what time frame is that?
2 to 4.
2 to 4 and just bring some toys and drop them off in your basket?
Yep, perfect.
Awesome. I want to live in the Beverly Hillbillies because who doesn't want a concrete mansion?
Yes.
That's great.
You guys have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Leave It to Beaver was a much simpler time.
My first thought was Pleasantville. I know that switches over to movies instead of TV show, but
right.
Yeah, I would have loved to have lived in the 50s. Like a nice, happy world. Everybody had dinner at exactly 5 o'clock and sat around the
that
table.
That'd be weird.
The Donna Reed Show.
Yes.
See?
That was on Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Well,
yeah, let's do one more here. Hey, the show, good morning.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on what TV show I would want to live in.
Oh, yes. What do you think?
Yeah, this would be probably for Shaylee, but One Tree Hill.
Oh, that is a good one.
Oh, I watched that too, even though I'm old. I love that show.
Sophia Bush.
Yes. Of course. It just got weird to me when they got married, because I'm like, you're married in high school, living alone? Then it got a little weird.
Yeah, but that was only one couple, though.
True. Yeah.
I mean, everybody else turned out okay-ish.
In theory.
I would be okay with that.
You should have seen me because Hillary Burton was at Big Slick this year.
Yes.
So when we saw her at Kaufman, I was like, oh, I want to live with you in One Tree Hill.
Yeah, Jen was pretty much
friend.
Stalking her.
Yeah, and she's...
I want to go to like the One Tree Hill fan day or whatever.
Oh, you should. She is so tiny and gorgeous. It's really ridiculous.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, really. Truth.
But if I was friends with her, I would probably have her personal trainer. So then
right, yeah.
That's great.
Or feed her a lot of cupcakes, one of the two.
Yeah, one or the other.
Right.
Give her those Mean Girls bars.
Exactly.
To fatten her up a little.
Bouncy bars.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, coming up on the show. Oh, there's some good ones there. There really are.
Baby, if you've ever wondered, we have to live in WKRP.
And don't you think in some small way we kind of do?
Can I be Venus?
Sure.
What is
Shaylee's happening? Giving us a blank stare.
Okay.
I can be Dr. Johnny Fever.
Shaylee can be Jennifer at the front desk. You can be the hot blonde.
I'm not blonde.
No, that's not the point.
Okay.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Just because we get around. Talking about my generation.
Gen X versus Millennial.
We've got Shaylee the Millennial in here. We need to get a Gen Xer on the phone to play against her this morning. Win a pair of Mannheim Steamroller tickets coming to the Midland this Saturday. That's going to be a great show.
Perfect. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
When were you born, Kristen?
I was born in 79.
All right, you're getting close to the cusp there, close to the millennials,
yeah.
But yeah, we'll squeeze you into the Gen X generation.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
She shares it with me, so that's okay.
All right.
We can walk that fine line.
Kristen, have you ever heard us play Gen X versus Millennial before?
I have.
Okay, so you know how it works. I ask Shaylee some questions about the Gen Xers. And
ask, she'll know nothing, and then you'll know it all.
And then
you'll
we'll
win.
Make fun of her, and that's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Okay.
I think you might get...
No,
you're not going to get
any. Let's not even talk about this.
Oh, let's do an over-under on what we think. I'm still at zero, so I'm at the under.
Kristen, do you think Shaylee will get any of the three correct?
You know, maybe one or two.
Thank you for the faith.
She's given you one or two.
I've known her for 3 seconds, and I know she has more faith in me than you guys.
Because I wrote the questions, and I know you're not getting any of these.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Shaylee. If I say the name Axel Foley, what actor or movie am I talking about?
Oh, my.
Axel Foley.
Oh.
Axel Foley.
I have no clue.
Does that ring a bell to you
no.
at all? Does this song?
Can I have that question?
Krista would
steal.
Like to
Hold
steal.
Hold on 1 second.
Let me
one
give
second.
Shaylee just a random guess. This doesn't bring up an actor. Like, no image comes to mind when you hear this.
No.
This means nothing
this
to
means
her.
This means zero to me.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
Banana in the tailpipe? Does that mean anything
what
to
What does
you?
That mean?
Ah! Banana in the tailpipe.
Come on!
What is it?
We so have to have... A lot of movie time together.
Yeah, we do.
Kristen for the steal.
That'll be Eddie Murphy.
Yes, Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay. Oh, man.
Okay. All right. Well, great.
Kristen, nice steal. Over to your question. Who is the famous sister-in-law of Cameron Diaz? She has a very famous sister-in-law.
Nicole Richie.
Yes. Cameron Diaz married to Benji Madden. Nicole married to Joel Madden. Nice job.
You didn't know that, Trudy?
I don't think I knew that. I don't think I would have even realized.
Yep. Sister-in-law's there.
Wow.
Shaylee, back to you.
Okay.
What profession was
Why are you already laughing?
Because you're going to have no idea what I'm saying right now. This is in English, by the way. What profession was the TV show Barney Miller centered around? Like, what was the office setting where the TV show was focused on where they worked? And so where did they work?
And the show was called Barney Miller?
The show was called Barney Miller. That is correct. So take a random profession guess at where, what type of profession they may have worked in.
Oh, but it was an office?
Well,
yeah,
it was
sorts,
centered around
right?
an office, yeah.
The workplace.
Right.
The workplace.
What was the workplace of Barney Miller?
Oh, Jude.
But
I don't
what was
know.
Their, what was their job?
Just pick a profession.
Yeah.
He was a cop.
Yes!
Oh, what my God!
It was the New York City Police Station!
Shut up!
Yes!
Wow, whoa. Astounded.
I wish we had had a Snapchat of her face when I said yes.
Oh my God, it's the best day ever.
It was pride and surprise and joy. It's a Christmas miracle.
Oh my God.
It deserves
I'm
every button
right
on, the, on the screen here. It's like, oh my gosh.
But don't play Pentatonics, hallelujah. That's not a Christmas song.
I feel like I need an acceptance speech after this.
I kind of do too. I'm so proud. We're going to give Kristen another question. Where would you find House of Cards, Stranger Things, and Fuller House?
That would be Netflix.
That would be Netflix,
there
yes.
I watched them all.
Have you? The new season of Fuller House comes out Friday, you know.
Yeah. Now that is definitely my generation for sure.
But do you make it through all the seasons of House of Cards?
Yes.
Did you really?
We stopped like after two. Got really, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's some parts that were a little slow you had to kind of hold on to. But the good thing about those shows is you can purge. You don't have to, you can kind of skip around if you want.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, Shaylee, we are going to play a song for you. You have to tell us what movie this comes from. And there's actually more than one correct answer because technically it was in a couple different versions of this movie.
Right, that's true.
So we're going to play this song and you tell us what movie this comes from.
Okay. It was on a commercial, I know that, but I don't know.
Do you get a visual? There's no movie in your head at all. You don't see Chevy Chase? Nothing? Nothing in your head?
No.
Make a random guess on a movie.
With this bonus check?
Oh, Christmas Vacation!
No.
It's actually not.
Actually, incorrect. Kristen, the chance to steal.
Kind of throw it off there.
Would you like to steal, Kristen?
National Lampoon Vacation?
Yes.
National Lampoon.
National Lampoon's Vacation. Or National Lampoon's European Vacation.
European Vacation.
Vegas Vacation. And it was actually in the 2015 reboot of Vacation as well.
I just threw the
Christmas
extra
was
word.
The only one that did not
So why did
that.
You play that?
Well, because I wanted, it was kind of the same as the character.
That was rude.
And one more question for Kristen. Name one of Kim Kardashian's husbands. There have been three. Name one of Kim Kardashian's husbands. Or name all three.
I don't remember the first one. That was short-lived, right? And
it
then Chris Humphries.
Yes.
And then Kanye West.
Yes, the first one's name. Shaylee, do you know the first one's name?
I don't remember.
I didn't recognize it. Damon Thomas.
Yes, I knew that.
Oh, wow, really?
Yep, first to Damon Thomas.
I said Ray J, but...
No, that was something different.
Not a marriage.
Oh, yeah.
That is not a marriage make.
Okay, well, they were just practicing, I guess.
Kristen Ford, million points for you.
I had some.
Shaylee, I'm actually giving you 3 million because you got a question right.
Thank you.
Very well earned for you. Good job.
Thank you.
Kristen, do you like Christmas music? Would you like to go see Mannheim Steamroller Saturday at the Midland?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Perfect pair of tickets for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold the line for 1 second. We'll get you all hooked up, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Appreciate it.
I'm just
going to
dance
now.
For a minute. Can we just listen to this song for a second?
Okay.
Girls, you got a flock. I can tell by your charm and your arm, but I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ex like Serena.
Damon, what?
Thomas.
What did he do?
Was he like,
I get that, but I mean, was
this is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I think what just happened in Gen X versus Millennial deserves a replay, an instant replay.
There's a big moment.
A show
really
moment
was.
Here. There really was.
And so where did they work?
And the show was called Barney Miller?
The show was called Barney Miller. That is correct. So take a random profession guess at where, what type of profession they may have worked in.
Oh, but it was an office?
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
it was
sorts,
centered around
right?
an office, yeah.
The workplace.
Right.
The workplace.
What was the workplace of Barney Miller?
Oh, Jude.
But
I don't
what
know.
Was their, what was their job?
Just pick a profession.
Yeah.
He was a cop.
Yes!
Oh, my God!
It was the New York City Police Station! Shut up!
Yes!
Shaylee's phone immediately lit up like a Christmas tree with messages of congratulations.
Was astounding.
Good job.
I wasn't prepared with my acceptance speech, so I'm sorry. But
she's working on it now.
I'm working on it.
Would you like to deliver?
She was not, however, selected as Time's 2016 Person of the Year for that. Although now I feel like next year you're in the running.
I'm in. 2017 is my
and
year.
Who is the Person of the Year as they voted?
President-elect Donald Trump, the real estate businessman and political novice whose election campaign made the entire world take notice, has been selected as Time's 2016 Person of the Year. The magazine revealed its choice this morning on Today. Trump told Matt Lauer in an interview, "To be on the cover of Time as Person of the Year is a tremendous honor. Every year, Time editors select the person or idea who has most influenced the news and the world in the past year, for good or ill, according to them."
Yeah, it goes both ways. I mean, it's not necessarily the most popular.
Poor Hillary Clinton. She was runner-up. Like, seriously? Ouch. Do you have to be runner-up in everything?
But she actually got more votes.
Oh, my. So there's that news for this morning.
Yeah. Also, if you feel this way, if you want to continue on the bummers, then Wade Davis, the Royals' big closer man, waiter, check please, as Rex would say, out to the Cubs. Now, it's not official. It's so back and forth. Some news organizations are saying official to the Cubs for Jorge Soler. They're going to send an outfielder here, but. Ned Yost, a few minutes ago, says, hey, look, nothing's official. There are a lot of teams that want Wade Davis.
Yeah.
But it appears as if the sell-off has begun. I read an article yesterday about how a lot of the famous faces that we know on the Royals could be gone
as
of next year.
It makes my heart hurt if you have to pick a team to go to, though. Isn't that the one you want?
Well,
Zobrist already did that.
I know.
Sorry.
And look how that worked out for him.
It worked out pretty well.
Now his hands are very heavy with rings.
And money.
God, can you imagine? They have Zobrist. Well, they're basically recreating the Royals up there.
You're welcome,
Sid
Chicago.
Waiter?
You're welcome, Theo Epstein.
Could have a repeat next year.
Have you seen the pictures? A friend of mine who is a helicopter pilot there, he's a traffic guy that flies around in Chicago, and he's posting all these pictures of what Wrigley Field looks like right now because they're doing these renovations, and it's actually really cool just to see it because all the grass, all the turf is pulled up.
Oh, wow.
So it looks really, I don't know, it looks really cool. But that's a random side note, too.
That's awesome. News story this morning says, from a national NFL correspondent, players and executives from around the NFL tell them that the team to beat this year is not Dallas. It is not the New England Patriots. It is your Kansas City Chiefs.
Look at that.
How about that?
I hope we just annihilate the Raiders.
Oh, man.
Doesn't everybody? Except.
But really tomorrow. Okay. Well, there's that.
They are opening the lots early tomorrow to get people in there. Noon, I believe, is when they open the parking lots tomorrow.
Because traffic, otherwise you've got rush hour. People are used to driving on Sundays when you don't have the regular rush hour traffic. So tomorrow, with that added in there.
Oh, if it's going to be cold and if we get a little bit more flurries, it's going to be slick.
Tailgating temperature, I saw 24 for tailgating temperature. And then game time kickoff right around 19:20 with the wind chills at 8.
Ooh.
8 degrees. degrees.
Now, people don't understand. They're like, well, okay, you guys are the PA announcers for the stadium. Don't you have some sealed off booth somewhere? Well, yes, technically we do, but we actually have to keep our window open because our sound engineer has to hear the audio as it plays in the stadium.
Oh, right. Yeah.
To make sure that the levels are okay. So we have to dress as if we're going to the game because our window is open the entire time.
And thank you to all the media outlets who today said, hey, if you're going to the game, you should probably bundle up. What?
That's a good thought.
So Shaylee immediately said, never mind. I had a tank top all planned out, some Daisy Dukes.
Sunday fun day.
Some flip-flops. Right. She was ready to go. But now, thanks to them, she will, in fact, bundle up.
I will be bundled up on my couch.
Wow, that is pretty amazing. All right, Chiefs and the Raiders tomorrow night. Of course, we'll talk about that. Hey, another special guest, by the way. These guys come in every year. They do this. The Paracommandos, the Elite Marine Parachute Team. They're going to parachute into the stadium before tomorrow night's game. So, by the way, if you're going, you'll want to get in your seat early to check this out.
Yeah.
And there's a guy that goes along with them as their kind of PR guy and their public address announcer. He's a Channel 5 weatherman in Charleston.
Okay.
And he travels with them, but he's about to retire after literally like 40 years in the military. And maybe later on, we'll give him a call.
Oh, I'd love
and
to
talk
have
about what the team does, about their training, and they fly all over the world and do these things.
That'd be great.
Can you imagine parachuting into a stadium from 25,000 feet?
Shaylee, I can see doing it.
And by the way, in 20-degree weather.
Right.
I was going to say, I would do it except in 20-degree weather.
Yeah, well, so, yeah.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The show will be doing a live party on the 21st. 2 weeks from today, the only way that you can be there is if you win your way in. So we are playing another round this morning of getting to know you. See if you've learned a little bit about us. I think today's is very interesting. This is a fascinating game today.
I think, so. I think it is, too. Let's say good morning to Kimberly. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello.
Kimberly, if you win, are you going to be able to take a day off and come in and join us for the party on the 21st?
Yep. As long as we're not having this baby, yes, ma'am.
Well, having a baby, how far along are you?
36 and a half weeks.
Whoa. I'm sorry, what? So at the party, you're going to be a week and a half away from your due date?
Yeah, we're hoping that'll put me in labor.
Yeah.
Wait, do you know how to deliver a baby, Jen?
I delivered my own two. I mean,
but you were on the other side of things.
But you didn't actually deliver them, though, right?
No, but I was there for it. I mean, okay, here's the question. I did the pushing.
Here's the question. Would you trust us to deliver your baby if it comes down to it?
Sure. Why not?
Oh, I'll actually wash my hands that day.
Wait, is this your... okay. Does that mean they're not washed today?
What I do on my own time is none of your business.
Okay, so Kimberly...
He just high-fived me. I'm really grossed out.
Kimberly, is this your first one?
This is my first.
Okay, so we've got time.
Because
if it was your second, I got to be honest. The second ones come out really quickly. Well, I was going to be nervous.
I'm hoping this one decides to come quickly.
Well, I hope that we...
Can we name your kid?
Oh, do you have
already got a name.
What's his name?
Her name is Molly Noel.
Oh, that's so
I
appropriate.
Love that.
Beautiful Christmas name, too.
That's so appropriate.
Oh, I'm excited to meet Kimberly. I hope you can make it. I hope that you don't have her before the party.
Because we want to have her at the party.
Yeah, we want Molly there.
Yeah, we would love to make that kind of entrance at the party.
This is so sweet.
We are actually going to have a red carpet entrance, so this could be perfect.
So I should wait for my water to break after I come off the red carpet?
Yeah, yes, please do.
If you could, that'd be great.
Yeah,
Truda's got clean hands. You can clean it up. That'll be fine. Okay, so this is perfect because the question that we picked for today was what city were each of us born in?
Wow, that's fortuitous.
So that's perfect. Look at that. Okay, so I'm going to tell you three cities. We were each born in a different place, and you have to match up who on the show was born in which city, okay?
Okay.
One of us was born in Houston, Texas. One of us was born at Bethany Medical Center in KCK, which is no longer there. And one of us was born in India. So can you match up where we were born? Where do you think Brian Truda was born? Houston, KCK, or India?
India.
Brian Truda, is that correct?
Is not correct.
Shaylee, you were born in India.
I was.
That's fascinating.
That is.
I can't tell you the city because I don't know how to say it. So
she seriously told us that during the break.
I can't pronounce
the city.
I can spell it, maybe.
What is it? Can you?
Oh, I don't know. I have it written down somewhere else.
Okay. Shaylee does not know
where
she was
born. A lot about her birthplace. That's good.
That's fine.
It's fat. We're going to have to delve into that deeper.
Yeah.
Because you can't just drop a bomb like, oh, hey, right, I was born in India and then believe it at that.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Because somehow you got from India to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. There was a plane involved.
That was, so, I would assume.
Plenty of people. Do you want to date a white boy?
Yes.
So whenever we reference that, that's kind of what that.
Oh, that's so weird.
Although, yeah. Where are the places that Craig Glazier from Stanford's has accused?
Everywhere else.
Yes.
He said you were Brazilian.
Mm-hmm. The other day, he said she was a Latina.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did he say, like, Ecuador or something?
He's
kind of, something,
I don't know.
As random.
I stopped listening after
every
a while.
Every guess is wildly wrong. Shaylee, in fact, was born in India.
I was.
We'll get into that more as you listen to our show. So Bethany Medical Center in KCK, that leaves Truda or myself. Who do you think was born right here in KCK?
Truda.
Is that correct?
No, that is also not correct.
Where were you born?
I was born in Memorial City Hospital in Houston, Texas.
And now how long
did you work before you?
How long did you live there before you came here?
About a year and a half.
Okay.
And then we moved to our families in Ohio, and then we moved to Pittsburgh, Kansas. Then we moved here, but I was here before I was three.
Okay.
So we did a lot of moving for a second, so yep. We kind of finally ended up here.
I bet I can get this last one right.
Who do you think was born at Bethany Medical Center in KCK?
You were born in
KCK. I was!
There it was.
And it was such a big deal, they had to close the hospital down. It was right after I was born.
No. You made a grand entrance and you ended it all.
That's right. And then I named my little girl after it, Bethany.
I like that, yeah.
Yep. She's really not named after the hospital, but that is her name. You know what? I feel like you need to get to know us better, so you should come to the party on the 21st with your giant pregnant belly, and it'll be awesome.
And we'll deliver.
You can do.
Perfect.
And I'll be there with my giant pregnant belly. If we just compare notes, it'll be great.
Yes, we can do this.
All right, Kimberly, hold on for 1 second. Thanks for playing.
All right. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow.
Everybody needs a bosom. It's about as Indian as I can get.
It's okay.
Corner shop, brim full of ashes. That's, I don't
he
know.
Just
I feel
know
like
what
I should
is.
Play something for Shaylee.
Bosom,
but
that's
she'll have
where
no
you
idea
what.
Well, no,
really?
That's not.
What is happening?
No, he says Indian stuff here. You know what any of this is? Solid State Radio. Well, that's in English.
That's it.
Anyway, that's the first thing I thought
I didn't
of.
Say Indiana.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.